God's love is timeless. I love that message and song. Debbie, your kind words spoken from the heart. You, Mike, the family, just what a blessing that y'all have been to us. Debbie, in her song, she spoke the words timeless about how God's love is timeless. God's love is timeless. My sermons are not because we have the largest clock in Franconia up on the wall. Placed there in love. Folks, there are things. There are times in your life when God gives you just what you need. Whether it's a song that just touches your heart, whether it's coming into God's house, having a service, and I don't know about you, but the prayer request time this morning was so special because I think you ought to go to God just the way you are. I've loved being told the story of a wonderful individual who was asked to do the prayer breakfast over at the White House, and it was said about him that when he began to pray, it was like he was in mid-sentence already. Because he had a heart of prayer, God knows everything that you're going through your life. And I think you ought to share with him those things that are burdening you so bad, but also the things that bring such joy, that bring laughter. If you don't think God has a sense of humor, you've never heard the Mount Calvary singers at certain times. Some of those. And I believe that as you come to him as simply as you are, we have that tendency to want to, do that church thing and act differently when you go to him with a need. And don't you think that he already knows what the need of your heart is? He simply wants you to express it. I love coming to Mount Calvary. I love the way the people are greeted one to another and just... And I know there are churches that God is doing a wonderful work in, and the love of God abounds. But I think you ought to express it. If somebody means something to you, you ought to think you ought to let them know. Debbie, your song this morning, touched my heart, timeless, timeless. Exactly 3 months ago today, I buried my brother. And during the week, it's been, your mind, how your mind goes. And I could play this week all the events of that week in my mind. And time after time, moment after moment, this week, God has allowed people to say the thing that I needed to hear. Songs have been shared. The guys have been practicing, and... Trust me, when we practice, it's a sight. It's different. It's different than I guess most groups practice around churches. And on Wednesday night, the ladies got together and they had me slightly outnumbered. There was how many here? There was maybe 12, 14. And there was me. Silent. But I got to go down and sit in the front pew where Vicky is. And they sang a song right out of the little green book that we use on Wednesday because he washed my heart. What's the title of it? He washed my eyes with tears. And that song, He Washed My Eyes with Tears, as they were singing, wow, God was just blessing. I think you ought to come into prayer time and pray just like we did and make the comments. And I think you ought to be in that constant state of being in touch in prayer to God, because you have no idea what's going to happen in your life when that need arises, when that thing just happens. And it is simply your faith in Him that will sustain you. It is simply His Holy Spirit being sent as a comforter to your heart that allow you not to be tempted with anything greater than you can survive. Will allow you in your heart of hearts to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I just want to start out by thanking you here at Mount Calvary. I read about a model prayer that you can use. And so many people enjoy starting their day with a word to God. And this is a model morning prayer that was placed in a church bulletin out in Missouri. It says, "Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been greedy or grumpy or nasty nor selfish. In fact, I haven't done anything at all. I'm really pleased about that, God, but in just a few minutes I'll be getting out of bed. From then on, I'll be needing lots of help. That's my prayer. Through this life, the challenges we face, I need a lot of help." In the 8th chapter in the book of St. John, it's a wonderful story. In that 8th chapter is the story about when Christ was brought, the lady who'd been caught in adultery, and they tried to trap Jesus. What was going to be His response? Because in the old book of law, it says to stone. His great response: "Those of you with no sin, cast the first stone." But then at the end, in the 12th verse, for just a few minutes, I want to focus on this one scripture. In the 12th verse, in the 8th chapter, in the book of St. John, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.' I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. For just these few moments, allow us to focus upon you, God. Open our hearts, open our minds, and deal with us individually as we worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I am the light of the world. Just this past week, we were at work, and an issue had come up that something happened. I wasn't aware of it. And they started to kind of fill in the blanks on what had taken place. And they kind of smiled and looked at me and said, "Well, Charlie, you're simply in the dark about what went on." And it is amazing to me how we live in a time, and we live in a place, and we live in with such wonderful bounding communication all around us, and still, we still live in the dark. The only truth that is far greater than any other truth, the only peace that we will know that can be fully be sustained, is simply the peace that we find from God the Father. I hear challenges. I hear people are trying to figure it out. I hear answer after answer. I hear opinion after opinion. But friend, I want to go back to the authority. I want to go back to the open Bible. I want to go back to something that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to go to the Word of God. I want to open that Word of God, and I want to place it in my heart of hearts. Not that I'm boasting of any memorization of Scriptures. I simply want the truth that I find in God's Word to reveal the light of His goodness in my life. I know as a child, all of us, what are you scared of? Scared of the dark. We know that young age, those children scared of the dark. Please leave the light on when I'm going to sleep there. And what a comfort when a parent would come in and bring light to the child, whether it's just by a light that we see or simply the light of the warmth of the heart. I believe we live in a world of darkness in so many ways, but I also believe that there is such a thirst and hunger for God's love. And most of all, there is a thirst and hunger for God's love to be shared one with another. I like handing out vegetables on Sunday morning. Charles, anytime you feel led to do that, we can do it. I love what simply sharing represents. I love that although that these small seeds went into the ground, although the farmer may have placed the water, he may have toiled that land, it is simply and only God that can give the increase. And it's the feeling that I have here at Mount Calvary about how God is giving the increase. Why? Because our focus is on Him. For some reason this week, everybody asked me what I was going to preach on. What are you going to talk about? How do you figure it out how it is that you're going to share? With that being said, I use a phrase that my brother used to use quite often. He would say, "I don't know." When we would get ready to go hunting, I said, "Paul, where do you want to go?" "I don't know." And it is so special when God lays something upon your heart to share. The sermons that are spoken here, now I'm not talking about Matt last week. He had a full house. He's all that good. Oh, he packs them in here. That Matt, he packs them in here. The sermons that are shared are simple. So simple. They are hopefully simply a story about which God has laid upon our heart to share the good news. I believe the light that has been brought into this world is the good news. I believe that when you walk out of church service on a Sunday morning, you feel like you want to go out there and hug a tree. You just feel good. You feel like, you know, I've been in the house of God. I have met with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I may have shed a tear. I may have had the pleasure of looking within my own heart. And hopefully, you felt a touch from God. And I'm not simple enough to think that it's simply words that are spoken from a pulpit. No, but yes, this is part of it. It's what is spoken here. It's what is played on those instruments. It's what is sung from that microphone. And it's what happens in that whole area in the aisle where it looks like that herding cats and frogs in the wheelbarrow and in a time when we have absolutely no control over anything. It's when two mothers step forward and they have those precious little bundles of joy in their arm. I don't know. But I do know that if we speak the truth from the heart, that God will bless it. And I do know there's a place where I can find comfort and I can find joy. I can find strength in my sorrow. That's a phrase from a song that we practiced on this morning. In the valley, he restoreth my soul. God, I just got out of bed. I'll be needing lots of help. What I'll face today, I don't know. What challenges await me, I don't know. But I know that the promises are written here. They apply to me and they apply to you. I hope you felt God's love today in his house. Heavenly Father, this is a beautiful day that you've given us, one we've made a choice within our hearts to be glad and rejoice in. This is a day that we heard prayer request after prayer request after prayer request. God, we heard about needs of the body, needs for families, needs for friends. But God, we also heard praises unto you. So God, we thank you for this day, for this moment. We thank you for allowing us to be here in this church at this time. And God, we simply thank you for challenging our hearts, our minds, our souls to be more like you and to spread the good news. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, and be your will, we will join together again in worship of you in spirit and in truth. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen. Stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God.